Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and on this episode, we are going to look at some new releases for the fall season, which we are calling Festive Fall Favorites. We have 12 new recordings for you to sample. We have 6 cast recordings and 6 vocalist recordings. So we are going to alternate back and forth between cast recordings and vocalist recordings. We're going to start with probably the biggest new release of the season, which is a studio cast recording or a concept recording of a musical called Warriors on Atlantic Records by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Issa Davis, based on the 1979 film The Warriors, which was based on a 1965 novel of the same name, about a New York street gang wrongfully accused of murder having to cross the territories of rival gangs to get back to the safety of their home turf. For this updated musical version, Miranda and Davis made the gang all female and pulled together an all-star cast of stage and recording artists for this concept album. There is no word at the moment as to whether this will ever become a fully realized stage musical, but with the people involved, who knows? We're going to hear 2 selections right now from the brand new recording Warriors, which just came out this past Friday. We're going to hear Mark Anthony leading the cast with Leave the Bronx Alive, and then Julia Harriman will sing Call Me Mercy.
Got a word on the waves breaking from the station boppers. Ears open. We in a condition. Truce is broken. Peace meeting go heavy. And Cyrus, the one and only, dead to the world. The rain it fall and vengeance pon the rise. Little Coney Island crew, they coming for you. Warriors, you on the run.
El mundo te mata la esperanza. El mundo te mata la esperanza. Y cuando el mundo te mata la esperanza, solo queda venganza. Imagina una guagua de escuela lleno de tipo armado. Un montón de boricuas furiosos vienen cojonados. Quieren matar las mujeres que dicen mataron su doña. Y a mí me montaron al frente cantar su canción.
Leave the Bronx alive. Leave the Bronx alive.
Atrévanse. Atrévanse.
Leave the Bronx alive. Only the Bronx alive.
Acérquense.
You can't leave the Bronx alive.
You got nothing.
Only the Bronx alive.
Nothing.
Atrévanse.
Asesina, vienen pa' acá.
Only the strong survive.
Adivina, adivina quién va a ganar.
Only the strong survive.
Asesina, asesina, vienen pa' acá.
Only the strong survive.
Adivina, adivina quién va a ganar.
Only the strong survive.
Invitando a mi caso cuando pico.
Only the strong survive.
Presen bizcochito y yo quiero un cantito.
Asesina.
Quiero un cantito.
Asesina.
Quiero un cantito.
Asesina.
Tengo un cuchillo listo y yo quiero un cantito.
Te mata la esperanza. Y cuando el mundo te mata la esperanza, solo queda venganza.
Oh. chickens, orphans scatter like chickens. Watch them all run away while the warriors keep walking, the heads held up high.
Our first vocalist recording that we're going to sample for Festive Fall Favorites is Ingrid Michaelson's For the Dreamers. Michaelson is one of the most successful independent recording artists in the music business, but also has her fingers in the world of musical theater, having appeared on Broadway in Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. And also as a songwriter, she's currently represented by the musical The Notebook, for which she wrote the score. Her newest album, For the Dreamers, has just been released and contains a mix of her own compositions, along with some standards and even a Disney classic. We're going to hear one of those Great American Songbook standards, as well as one of her original compositions right now. Here is Ingrid Michaelson from her album For the Dreamers, singing You Make Me Feel So Young and Backyard.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy. Feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel. Songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling. so young.
For our next cast recording, we're going to go all the way over to London for a musical called London Tide. It's a new musical presented by the National Theatre in London, adapted by Ben Power, who wrote the Lehman Trilogy, from Charles Dickens' Our Mutual Friend, described as a romantic and propulsive thriller that is a hymn to London and the River Thames that runs through the city. The score was written by Power, along with award-winning singer-songwriter PJ Harvey, and the cast recording was just released by Broadway Records. We're going to hear two selections from London Tide right now. We're going to hear Jake Wood and the cast singing The Burning Boat, and Bella McLean will sing Holloway. Here's two selections from London Tide.
One night I wandered London down the bankside in a daze. I saw a boat washed up ashore, its wooden hull ablaze. The ancient timber crackled, the air was thick with smoke. I stepped onto the river bank to smell the burning oak. Sing out on a London night, sing for the ones who burn. Sing out on a London night, sing before the dawn. I walked a little closer and found my son sat there. The flames reflected in his eyes, the black soot in his hair. My boy and I, we watched the boat slowly turn to ash. I held his trembling hand and said, all things like this must pass. Sing out on a London night, sing for the ones who burn. Sing out on a London night, sing before the dawn.
boy has gone away. He heard a call and left. His passing broke my heart in two, and I sit here unmet. An old boat slowly burns, an old man cries his tears. An old boat slowly burns, and a child disappears. Sing out on a London night, sing for the ones who burn. Sing out on a London night, sing before the dawn. Sing out on a London night, sing for the ones who burn. Sing out on a London.
As I said, we are jumping back and forth between cast recordings and vocalist recordings on this episode. We're now up to another vocal recording. It is from Florencia Quinza. It's called Broadway en Spanglish on Concord Theatrical Recordings. And Florencia is a wonderful musical theater singer and storyteller from Mexico who teamed with her husband, Jaime Lozano, to put together this great collection of show tunes in Spanglish with all new arrangements that intertwine the best of Broadway and Mexican traditions. It's a fun, wonderful listen. And of course, Florencia is a fantastic vocalist. So here are two selections right now from this new album. We're going to hear Being Alive from Company and I Miss the Mountains from Next to Normal.
want to hold you muy close. Alguien to hurt you muy deep. Alguien to sit and to chair que arruine tu sleep y te haga aware de mí.
Mountains, I miss los highs.
passing crazy. Hear it safely sound. Mi mente somewhere hazy. Mis pies are en el ground. Everything is balanced here. Y en un even keel. Todo es perfecto. Nothing's real. Nothing's real. And I miss last mountains. I miss a lonely climb. Wandering through the wilderness. He got stuck.
From J Records comes the off-Broadway cast recording of The Jerusalem Syndrome with a score by Felicia Needleman and Lawrence Holzman. Book is by Kyle Rosen, and the off-Broadway premiere of the show was at the York Theater in November and December of last year. This new musical takes a comical look at the real-life psychological malady known as the Jerusalem Syndrome, as it follows three separate characters on their journeys to Israel. We have a university professor who comes to believe that she is Sarah, Abraham's wife from biblical times, a gay African-American man from South Beach who goes to Jerusalem for a real estate deal and becomes Jesus, and the klutzy son of a Cleveland travel company magnate who is leading a group of senior citizens on a tour who suddenly turns into Moses. During the course of this zany musical, their lives all become intertwined with other people who believe they are God: Eve from Adam and Eve, John the Baptist, Noah, King David, and two Virgin Marys, when they all come together in a psych ward at Hadassah Hospital. Obviously, it's a very funny, silly musical called The Jerusalem Syndrome. We're going to hear two songs from it right now. We're going to hear the title song, sung by Josh Lamone and Laura Wyaz, and then we're going to hear a song called Cell Phone, sung by Farrah Alvin, Jerry Schechter, and the cast from The Jerusalem Syndrome on J Records.
It's a most complex, uncommon psychological phenomenon that we've been documenting now for over 50 years. We attribute it to lapses in the frontal lobe synapses that occur when there's a stimulus that somehow interferes. It affects about 200 tourists every year, you see. In the world of psychiatrics, it's a true anomaly. This most perplexing medical peculiarity that's called the Jerusalem Syndrome.
It's called the Jerusalem Syndrome.
Now we don't know why it happens, why the neurons leave this gap instead of sending proper signals to the center of the brain. But for years now we've suspected that the people are affected by the city's holy atmosphere, and so they go insane. And upon a godly mission these deluded souls embark. They somehow come to think they're Moses or some patriarch.
Right now we have a Noah and he's working on his ark.
You see, it's Jerusalem Syndrome.
Yes, sirree, it's Jerusalem Syndrome.
Where are my tablets?
Lynn, I'll bring you your medication when it's time.
No, my tablets, my commandments. Moses will be here any minute and I have to give them to him.
At times it's kinda scary, but extraordinary, the science of this particular insanity. It shows just a smidgen of how religion impacts absolutely so acutely on humanity. It's quite enthralling, though appalling, most intriguing, but fatiguing, mystifying, stupefying, fascinating, captivating, mesmerizing, tantalizing, most upsetting, people getting struck by the psychoses, falling prey to the neuroses, and then never turning back into the people that they were. With this oddest of afflictions, it's quite hard to make predictions, so we're never really sure when lasting cases will occur.
But for most, with proper treatment, it lasts 3 to 7 days.
And then they just snap out of their extreme psychotic phase. They're usually embarrassed, as one former patient said. It's like he'd gotten drunk and danced with panties on his head.
Are you telling me that every patient here believes he's a character from the Old Testament?
Certainly not! Only the Jews! Christians tend to become Christ or the Virgin Mary. And it only happens here, not in any other place, not in Rome and not in Mecca.
Not in Cleveland or Quebec, another hint.
Another clue that our city of Jerusalem has got a special power all its own. It emanates from each and every stone.
Doctor, can you cure my wife?
Now about the proper treatment. Once we finish a complete mental exam, then we can formulate the most effective cure. We consider the prognosis and decide how many doses of whatever drug we think may do the trick. We're never sure. And we fill the patient's days with things we hope they'll recognize. We give them Diet Coke,
the New York Times,
McDonald's fries.
We show them I Love Lucy till their psyche stabilized.
To conquer Jerusalem syndrome. To conquer Jerusalem syndrome. Just give us a week, and in most cases we'll restore the victims of the syndrome to the folks they were before. We'll cure them all, the Jerusalem syndrome.
Oh, shut up! Shut up!
You smashed your cell phone.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have lost my temper like that.
I can't believe it. Have you gone mad, Alan? Are you all right?
Phyllis, you're back. You know who I am.
That mangled keypad. That mess of plastic. Seen such a beautiful sight.
Phyllis.
You trashed your cell phone. It's so amazing. I never thought I would witness the day that little mistress that came between us. At last she won't be there to get in our way.
It was only a phone.
Restaurants, theaters, bar mitzvahs, even our birthdays were no exception. I'd sit and watch the prime rib get cold while he'd step outside to get reception.
But that was way back when.
Now you'll eat hot food again.
You bashed your cell phone. I feel like dancing, like floating through the air triumphantly. Your precious lifeline, your prized companion. Gave it up for me.
The Duke of Windsor gave up his kingdom.
A difficult, heroic thing to do.
He sacrificed it all for love.
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 And you. Oh, you.
Day I passed
that cell phone.
Our next vocalist album is Impossible Dream from Aaron Lazar. Lazar's Broadway credits include Phantom, Light in the Piazza, Mamma Mia, and Little Night Music, amongst many others. He was recently diagnosed with ALS, and he brought together many of his career co-stars to collaborate on this album to benefit the ALS Network, including an all-star chorus to back him on the title track. So this is a real group effort. You will recognize many of the other people singing on this album. We're going to hear Aaron Lazar along with Norm Lewis singing When You Believe, and then he will be joined by with Kelly O'Hara for Make Our Garden Grow from Candide. So here are two selections from Impossible Dream.
Many nights we pray with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hopeful song we barely understood.
Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could.
It's hard to kill.
Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will.
You will when you believe. This time of fear, when prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away.
Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain,
seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill.
It's hard to kill.
Who knows what miracles you can achieve. When you believe, somehow you will.
We have another cast recording from J Records to turn to next called Folk City, the Greenwich Village Musical by Ronnie D'Addario and Robbie Wolliver. Folk City takes place in Greenwich Village, obviously, a Gerdes Folk City, which was a legendary music venue. We are going to follow six young hopefuls in the turbulent 60s, 70s, and 80s through a musical about basically the folk music scene at the time. The show had a successful off-Broadway run, followed by a very successful production in Portland, Oregon, and there were plans to return the show to New York that were stalled by the onset of the COVID pandemic. But the time off gave the creators of the show the idea to actually write a whole original score for the show, because when the show originally played off Broadway and in Portland, they were using actual real folk songs from the period. They were using catalog songs. So they sat down and had a whole original score written, which is what this 2-CD album ultimately is, which now makes the show available for productions using a whole original score that is now laid out on this J Records album. So here are two selections from the musical Folk City. We're going to hear Judah Frank singing Love at Third Sight, and then Abby Dormer and R.O. Shapiro singing Out of Sync.
All kiss and tell love.
Our next vocalist album comes from Lena Klingemann, a singer-songwriter from San Francisco. She originated the role of Dawn in the first national tour of the musical Waitress, a role that she would then also play in the Broadway production. She appeared in the play Love All about Billie Jean King at La Jolla Playhouse. Her second album, Phoenix, which was just released, chronicles the last 10 years of her life, seeing through the crumbling of her love and the life that she had built around it, and followed by divorce, the highs and lows of her many artistic pursuits, finding new love, the heartache of a miscarriage, the trauma of an ectopic pregnancy that almost killed her, and also then becoming a new mom through IVF in December of 2023. It's a terrific album. She's a fantastic singer-songwriter, as you will hear, on top of being a great vocalist. So here are two selections from Lena Klingemann's new album called Phoenix. We're going to hear her singing Hand Me the Fire, and It's a Voice Inside.
Give to love. Never fail. of love. The yearn for love. The burn.
It's a voice inside saying don't look back, saying hit the ground running, saying keep on track, baby. A pounding in your chest, telling you to run, wanting you to stop having so much fun, baby. 'Cause if you're looking for the likes of anger, and if you're waiting for their heads to shake, 'cause you're trying to prove you're in some kind of danger, then baby, asking for the truth with no deep reflection, baby. And it's a pain in your chest knowing where you'll find it, proving little critics always right beside you, baby. 'Cause if you're looking for the likes of anger, and if you're waiting for their heads to shake, 'cause you're trying to prove you're in, see you stand, baby. And you could look inside and hear the call, make the truth out of your resolve, baby. 'Cause if you're looking for the likes of guidance, and you ain't watching for their heads tonight, knowing you're worthy of your own kindness.
Chandos Records is one of the leading classical musical labels in the world, and they have now turned their attention to recording musical theater classics. Last year, they released a complete recording of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, and this year, we have now gotten Carousel. As in the case of the previous release in the series, this world premiere recording of the complete score features every note of music played at the very first Broadway performance of Carousel, here in the full 35-piece orchestration made by Don Walker for that original production. That's what they're intent on doing. They've got Oklahoma under their belt, and now Carousel under their belt. It's a fantastic, very lengthy recording, as you can imagine, because it's every single note of music played originally from Carousel. We are going to hear one selection from the show, and it's because it's a very long selection. We're going to hear If I Loved You, also known as the bench scene, featuring Julie Jordan and Billy Bigelow. We're going to hear Nathaniel Hackman and Michaela Bennett playing those roles. So here is If I Loved You, also known as the bench scene, from the brand new studio cast recording of Carousel.
Say.
Tell me something. Ain't you scared of me? I mean, after what that cop said about me taking money from girls?
I ain't scared.
What's your name? Julie? Julie something?
Julie Jordan.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you sorry that you didn't run away? You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon that I cared to choose to stay. You couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. And if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Have you ever had a fella you give money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a fella at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a fella you went walking with.
Yes.
Where'd you walk?
Nowhere special, I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No. Never loved no one. I told you that.
Say, you're a funny kid. You want to go into town and dance, maybe, or...
No. I have to be careful.
What?
My character. You see, I'm never going to marry. I'm never gonna marry. If I was gonna marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never gonna marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular.
Suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry.
You?
That scares you, don't it? You're thinking what that cop said.
No, I ain't. I never paid no mind to what he said.
You wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Yes, I would if I loved you. It wouldn't make any difference what you... Even if I died for it.
How do you know what you'd do if you loved me? How you'd feel or anything?
I don't know how I know.
Huh.
Just the same, I know how I... How it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shuttle'd get tangled in the threads, and the warp'd get mixed with the woof. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be. If I loved you time and again, I would try to say,
to me. don't love me. That's what you said.
Yes. I can smell them. Can you? The blossoms.
Wind tonight, hardly any.
You can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hidden the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
I don't need you or anyone to help me. I gotta figure it out for myself. We ain't important. What are we? A couple of specks or nothing? Look up there.
There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky, and the sky's so big the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I, we don't count at all.
You're a funny kid. Don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. You, are you trying to get me to marry you?
No!
Well, what's putting it into my head? You're different, all right. Don't know what it is. You look up at me with that little kid face like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself.
Kinda scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie if I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be. If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you.
I love you. a fella to marry anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Don't worry about it, Billy.
Who's worried?
You're right about there being no wind. The blossoms are just coming down by themselves. Just their time to, I reckon.
From Crossover Records comes a new vocal recording from an artist named Peter Lake called Still Standing. Peter is equally at home on stage in opera or musicals. He's currently based in New York. He's performed all over the world, singing both operas and musicals. And this is his very first album called, as I said, Still Standing, featuring 9 tracks of show tunes. So he's a fantastic singer. As you can tell when you hear him, he also can sing opera on when needed. But we're going to hear 2 selections from the world of musical theater from this brand new album. We're going to hear him singing What Do I Need With Love from Thoroughly Modern Millie and Send in the Clowns from A Little Night Music. So here is Peter Lake.
Oh, the places I would like to show you, although I hardly know you. I've a funny feeling we make a perfect pair. Famous sights I wanna see you sing, the night of you and me,
Wait a minute, just a minute. No, 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 no.
I'm a Joe with just one aim. Every night I date a different dame. Call each one of them the same pet name. Hey, baby. In a row I have my ducks. Loads of gals to give me loads of yucks. Leave the coup into the other clucks. I don't mean maybe. Got it good. What do I need with love? Always practice what I preach. Keep temptation out of easy reach. Stick to dolls who wash their hair in bleach. I'm happy. Come and go the way I choose. Never gonna sing the tied down blues. Other guys would kill to fill my shoes. No wing clipped sappy. Got it good. What do I need with love? That was a near miss. Talk about a close shave. Flirted with disaster. There must be someone up there watching over me. Talk about a four-leaf clover me. Peter Rabbit's missing footsie. Means I roll without a tootsie. Got it good. What do I need with love? I got it good. What do I need with love? Skip the vows and all that rot. Tell the minister that I do not. Bright and breezy is the birds and bees is the free and easy is the life I got. Without her. Although I hardly know you. What do I need with love? Got it good, but now I got it good.
isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here and last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. My lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My faults, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Where are the clouds? Quick, send in the clouds. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clouds? There ought to be clouds. Well, maybe next year.
We're now up to our final of six cast recordings for our look at festive fall favorite new recording releases for the fall season. And in the vein of Hamilton and Six comes a new London musical taking the story of Marie Antoinette and setting it to a very modern pop beat. Cake, the Marie Antoinette playlist, toured the UK in 2023 to very good reviews and finally landed in the West End in early September of this year for a limited run. But despite early good buzz, ticket sales were very poor, and that limited run was cut very, very short. It didn't even make it through its limited run. However, the cast recording has been released, and it's a very fun, tuneful score. Very clever, as you would expect. We're going to hear two selections from Cake, the Marie Antoinette playlist. We're going to hear ZZ Stralin as Marie and the cast singing Tax. And then Renee Lam and ZZ will sing Two Birds, One Stone.
Hello. It's me, Marie. Sorry I'm late. I tried to wear something casual for the occasion. I didn't want you all to feel bad about yourselves. But it seems, whatever I do, However hard I try, I end up looking, well, ooh, chic and chic. I'm good enough to eat. Ooh, I'll let you peek. I'm public property. Ooh, the burden is mine to look this damn divine. Ooh, a visual feast. So lay your eyes on me. On my lips, on my hair, on my hips and my derriere. Take me in, nice and slow. I'm a one-woman fashion show. I'm style, I am grace. I'm the jealous look on your face. I'm the girl of your dreams. Lucky you, because I'm your queen. On my lips, on my hair, on my hips and my derriere. Take me in, nice and slow. I'm a one-woman fashion show. I'm style, I am grace. I'm the jealous look on your face. I'm the girl of your dreams. Lucky you, because I'm your queen. You will never ever be. Cause hotness to this high level degree, it takes a lot of cash. From where, I hear you ask? From your tax. I get it from your tax. That's why you pay your tax. Pay your tax. If my body is my canvas, then dresses are my paint. You see, style is a religion, and I'm the patron saint. And when I spoke to God, he told me, all equals we are not, that the ugly could and should be left to rot. Cause they're not hot like me, hot like me, hot like me, hot like me. No, they're not hot to belittle me. So lonely, poor Queenie, it's a lot. So I take back some cash from the taxes that you poor lot got. Fashionably, I'm in therapy. It's called shop till I drop. Oh, I light up every dance floor I walk on. They whisper, she's a vision, she's the one. I look so good, how could you not feel small kinds of envy? Oh, I bet you wish you were hot like me. Oh, but sadly, we'll never, ever be. Cause hotness to this high level degree, it takes a lot of cash. From where I hear you ask, oh, I bet you wish you were hot.
So confused, I've not gone soft and she won't be excused. But though she's super posh, life's not as peachy as it seems at the top. So she wants to feel the pain of the people that she reigns. I'm sure that can be arranged. Hey, so if you really want to get out on the streets, take off your dress.
Oh, darling, I like boys.
No, I'm just saying you won't get into the club looking like that.
The club?
Oh, and lose the wig.
I'm not wearing a wig.
Oh, I just thought it's absolutely...
I'm not wearing a wig.
Wait.
Hold on. I think I might just be feeling an emotion. Come on. You'd do this for me. You'd forever have my loyalty. I'd put you on my A-list. All I ask of you is this. Take me out and show me what I've missed.
Done.
Yeah, it's coming to me. Now it's all making sense. I know a way to kill two birds with one stone. So are you with me? Are you with me? Cause I really can't do this alone.
How do I look?
Like me.
Oh, poor. Oh, what, like trashy poor or sexy poor?
Trashy poor?
Excellent.
Right, let's go to town.
Yeah, let's show these poor folk how to really get down.
Wait, it's me then you.
I'm the boss and I'm a piece of
sit on your shoe.
If I take you out tonight, then tomorrow what I'd like is a taster of the royal life, Don.
Yeah, it's coming to me. Now it's all making sense. I know a way to kill two birds with one stone. So are you with me? Are you with me? Cause I really can't do this alone.
Hey, who needs a guy when you got a ride or die?
Me.
Yeah, you like a sister by my side.
Well, every queen needs her inner circle.
Are you ready for a little role reversal?
Change clothes,
change lives, then switch gear.
Kicking back in the club with a few beers. I can't talk the talk.
Well, I'll help you start. You need to walk the walk.
I need to look the part.
And I need your help, cause I want that court life.
Stand up straight, be polite. No one taught you to talk right.
We can't go where the peasants go. Not with that kind of accent, bro.
I'd be dropping some street talk, though.
Yeah, just maybe let me talk, though.
Yeah, it's coming to me. Now it's all making sense. I know a way to kill two birds with one stone. So are you with me? Are you with me? Cause I really can't do this. I really can't do this alone. Yeah, it's coming to me. Now it's all making sense. I know a way to kill two birds with one stone. So are you with me? Are you with me? Cause I really can't do this. I really can't do this. I really can't do this alone.
Our final vocalist recording for this episode might be my favorite of the vocalist recordings. It's from a brand new artist who I was very unfamiliar with until I listened to the album. Her name is Stella Cole, and she became a TikTok sensation during the pandemic with videos of her singing classic American standards, which soon led to her performing in clubs in New York. Last year, in 2023, she toured the US, New Zealand, and Australia with Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, and has been seen singing at places like Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, and Cafe Carlisle in New York. She has now released her self-titled debut album, which has been produced and arranged by a Grammy Award-winning team. It features standards, show tunes, and even a reinterpretation of a Billie Eilish hit. Stella is a gorgeous singer, as you will hear. She's in her early 20s, very early 20s, and she's got a fantastic voice. I suspect we're going to hear a lot more from Stella as the years go by. You should definitely check this album out. It is, of course, as it said, self-titled, so look for the album called Stella Cole. We're going to hear two songs right now from that album. We're going to hear her singing P.S. I Love You and Detour Ahead.
I'm in bed each night at night. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Ride to the Bronx just as soon as you're able. They came around to nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. sense just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table. Now let me see. I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. Yes, I love you. Can't you see the detour ahead? Wake up, slow down, before you crash and break your heart, gullible clown. You fool, you're headed in the wrong direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The further you travel, the harder to unravel the web. He spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Don't you see the danger signs? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road, clear night. Well, lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that sorrow. Smooth road, clear day, no detour ahead. Suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that sorrow. Smooth road, clear day, no detour. Ahead.
So there you have it, some festive fall favorites, new releases for the fall season. We heard 6 cast recordings and 6 vocalist recordings. You can check all of them out on whatever streaming services you like. And as I always say, please purchase, whether you purchase CDs or digital downloads, please purchase, because that's the way for the record labels and the artists to actually make some money. They don't make a whole lot of money on streaming. Remember to join me again next week here at the Broadway Radio Show for a brand new episode. And I will give you a hint. It's going to be an interview with a vocalist who has a brand new album out. Not one of the ones you heard this week, but a brand new album that just came out. And she will be with us to chat about her new album. So join me for that next week. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, there's an email link here on the website. I would love to hear from you. In the meantime, have a wonderful week ahead.